Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Monday, February the 27th, and welcome to our commentary. Last Monday of February, March is around the corner. One of the things I like about March is that we're getting closer to spring, and we're getting closer to the baseball season. So if you're a baseball fan, you understand what I just said. If you're not a baseball fan, then just let's move on to the next topic. But March is always not the beginning, but setting the table for the beginning of the baseball season. Well, we're going to talk about a few things today. We've got the big march in Mexico. I have a few thoughts about Senator Fetterman of Pennsylvania, and all of this coming out about the lab in China and so on. But let me begin with a quick story, and I saw this morning in the news. You know, a lot of people hear that inflation is going down, but it doesn't show up in their lives, you know, because every time they get something, it's more expensive. And a good example of this is the story that I saw this morning about automobile insurance. If you are renewing your automobile this year or have done so already, as I did, you're going to find out that the rates are going up. And they're going up for a lot of reasons, a lot of different reasons. In my case, it has nothing to do with a driving record because my driving record, you know, knock on wood, is good. So that's not my problem. But nevertheless, the rates are going up, and they're going up because everything is going up. And that's what inflation is. When you have inflation, everything goes up. So it isn't just the price of food or the price of rent. Everything goes up, and it hits you in a lot of different ways. And this is, I think, one of the problems that the Biden administration is having, because they keep talking about how things are getting better and inflation is coming down. And then you get your renewal bill on the phone from the insurance company, and you go, wait a minute, why is it going whatever? And that's what inflation is. That is, to me, the best example of inflation. Before I go any further, let me remind you that we recorded our weekly video with George Rodriguez from South Texas, and we talked about a lot of different things. So I hope you can listen to that. It's the video before this one in the inventory. Well, with a post that I have over at the American Thinker today. In fact, I'm also going to have another post on Tuesday morning about Mexico, and that is what is happening down in Mexico. There was a huge march on Sunday. I was looking at some of the videos and some of the photographs. I have no idea by looking at a picture how many people were in the streets. I just don't have the ability. I know there are some. I think the police department has people who do stuff like that. So I cannot tell you how many people were marching in Mexico City. All I can tell you is a lot of people were marching in numbers that were pretty big. And if you saw the pictures and you're familiar, for example, with the area, then you can see just by the numbers of people that it must have been something else. We've also gotten many reports from friends and so on about the march. And the reason for the march is that people in Mexico are that the current administration of López Obrador wants to change the way people vote. One of the best things that Mexico did in the last 20 or 30 years was to create a voting system that was pretty reliable and one that people could believe, because they had those problems before. So they came up with an excellent identification card that you present when you vote. And then your vote is recorded in their electoral commission, and they can give you fairly quickly the results of the election, and people believe it because the system has a lot of integrity. Well, they want to change that. They want to change that. So what could go wrong when one party decides to change the election format? Well, a lot of things can go wrong, and that's why a lot of people in the streets are very angry about this. The other thing is that this is going to go to the Supreme Court. Now, the Supreme Court in Mexico has already said or suspended this particular law that was passed by the Mexican Senate. The Mexican Senate, of course, is in the control of the president's party. The Supreme Court has apparently stopped it. But how far that's going to go, I don't know. And I think what a lot of people on the streets are concerned about is the president, López Obrador, going to respect an opinion of the Supreme Court? That's what they're worried about, and with good reason. This is a man who obviously is showing some indications that he does not like to live by rules. In fact, there's a lot of criticism that he's getting in the foreign press from many people on both sides of the aisle who are expressing concerns for his lack of respect for the rule of law. So Mexico in turmoil. I'm not suggesting violent overthrow or a civil war or anything like that. I've never seen Mexico more divided than it is right now. The feelings are strong on both sides, and that can be dangerous. That can be dangerous as we are seeing, particularly when one side thinks that the other one is trying to steal the election. That's a prescription for disaster, not just electoral disaster, but social unrest that we could see in Mexico down the road. Let me say something about Senator Fetterman of Pennsylvania. As you know, he won the election in Pennsylvania. His health was an issue. He had a stroke in May of 2022, and they kept him away until like the last week of the election. And then they had that debate that did not go well for Senator Fetterman. But by that time, they had already, you know, cashed in, if you will. They had put all the ballots in the boxes from the early voting. So he won pretty much because of all the early voting that was done on his behalf. He should have never campaigned for the Senate. We said so many times, this has nothing to do with ideology. It has to do with health, the health of a man. Well, now he's in the Senate, and for the second time he's had to go to the hospital. The second time it has something to do with clinical depression, and he's in the hospital for that right now. Now, there are all kinds of rumors out there about his condition. I am not going to participate in rumors. But let me just say this. I think it's becoming quite clear to a lot of people, certainly if you live in Pennsylvania, that there may be a problem here with Senator Fetterman, that it might be better for him to step aside and take care of himself. I think that we may be reaching that point if he continues to be unable to do his job. There are a couple of deadlines, though, that are interesting. And one can get a little cynical about this, but I'll just tell you that if he resigns for a certain date, then there is going to be a special election. If he resigns, I think, before, 6 months or whatever, then the governor can appoint a successor, and then the successor would have to run for a real election in 2024. If he can make it past 2024, then he's in for the full term. So Hopefully the family will do the right thing, and the right thing very well be to tell this man to, hey, you know, let's go home and let's take care of you, because that's what matters. Having you, you know, living and healthy, that's what matters. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's not pretty. It's not pretty what's happening with Senator Fetterman. Well, I'm sure all of you remember during 2020 after, when there were all kinds of rumors and all kinds of people saying that COVID may have come from a Chinese lab, that there may have been a leak. And of course, people who said that were immediately as racist and conspiratorial people and so on and so on. Well, there's a story out that apparently the Department of Energy, now this has not been officially published yet, but they're leaking it. And nobody seems to be disputing it. So we're going to have to accept the fact that it's probably true, saying that it did, in fact, come from a lab in China. And that changes everything, because Dr. Fauci and many of these other people told us that was impossible. Now, look, I'm not interested in going out at this stage of the game. I just want to know the truth. And if it came from a lab in China, then I think a lot of people are going to have to apologize, particularly in the media, to a lot of people like Senator Cotton and President Trump and others who suggested that it was a possibility and were called all kinds of names like racist and so on for even talking about it. So, you know, this is a lot of crazy things happened in 2020 because of COVID. And I continue to say, and I feel more strongly about it now, that COVID was used against President Trump. It was politicized to hurt President Trump because the Democrats knew that was the only card that they had. Unfortunately, there were many people in the media who went along with it. And the net result is what we're seeing now, that what people were not supposed to say in 2020 may end up being truth. That in fact, it did come from a Chinese lab. And if that's the case, we're going to have to sit down with the Chinese and figure out what happens next. But they're going to come up with a lot of money to compensate a lot of countries who were hurt very badly. I mean, the economic impact of this virus was devastating. And I think China is going to have to come up with some money to make up for all of that. Well, let me leave you today. Let me remind you that we'll be chatting with Bill Katz, the editor of Urgent Agenda. That's going to be coming up later this afternoon, early evening. It'll be up on Blog Talk Radio, and I'll share that on my blog a little bit later. And I also want to leave you today remembering Elizabeth Taylor. She was born on this day in 1932. She passed away in 2011. I mean, one of the greatest, I'm not sure how great of an actress she was, but she was certainly a very prominent actress, and she was in tons of movies. Cleopatra is the one that comes to mind, and Little Women, and a few other movies that she made with Richard Burton. Certainly a beautiful woman, Elizabeth Taylor. We remember her today. She was born on this day in 1932, Elizabeth Taylor. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.